The following material contains strong language and adult content. Please be advised.
Well, my honey's off to work, the kids are headed to school. Slim and Adam bum about to act a damn fool. It's the morning routine. Hey, yeah, the morning routine. Yeah, you got Adam bum and Slim. They doing them. It's the morning routine. Good morning. Morning routine, y'all. Woo!
What up, everybody? It's your boy Adam Bomb back once again with another episode of the Morning Routine Podcast. If you haven't hung out with us yet during our live shows, make sure to check those out Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on www.vaporradio.com. You can also download our app on all iOS and Android devices and enable our Amazon Alexa skill. Go into the Alexa app, search Vapor Radio, enable it, and you are good to go. We appreciate all the love and support. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, you can always email us at mailbag@vaporradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter @VaporRadio1. That is the number one, @VaporRadio1. Facebook.com, search Vapor Radio, like the page, share the page, tell all your friends and family about it. We definitely appreciate it. We're growing more and more every day, and we can't thank you guys enough. So enjoy the podcast, and peace out.
It's kind of interesting. I think it's interesting because there was always that speculation, or maybe it wasn't even speculation. I should do my research. I toured their whole facility when I was down in Atlanta last year, but Coke is looking to get into the cannabis industry. And I always thought it was interesting because there was that whole, what was it, like in the 60s or 70s, that they said like Coke was made with
cocaine,
like it was parts of the coca plant or whatever. So it's kind of interesting that now they're really looking at, you know, bringing drugs into their beverages.
CBD is not a drug.
Well, it's still a derivative, right?
It's not a drug.
It's not considered a drug, though? I guess because you can buy it. Well, you can't just buy it anywhere, though. You still have to buy it, like, at a head shop or whatever, right? Like, whether it's in lotions and oils and stuff?
You have to get that from a dispensary.
Well, that's what I mean.
You can't buy CBDs at a smoke shop. Oh, hell no.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean, a dispensary. Not a head shop, but a dispensary. Yeah. I still call them head shops. But I know the difference. yeah, so in that, even though it's not a drug, is that just because it's a derivative of marijuana?
Yes.
Okay.
CBDs is, that's a part of the plant.
So this is what it is they're getting into the CBD part of the marijuana. I fell off the weed train a few years back and just CBDs, smoke here and there. So explain to people what CBDs are.
CBDs are meant and are useful in a lot of things. For instance, CBDs is for pain or inflammatories or anything that's, inflamed or soreness. It has healing properties. It's what it's for. It's like for a headache, or you can use it in a topical and rub it on your temple, and it'll soothe your headache. Or if you got a backache, they got CBD oils and stuff like that.
It's the acetaminophen of the drug world. It's the Tylenol.
Think of it as Advil. Yeah, Advil for marijuana, I guess.
Yeah, from the drug industry. Okay.
Yeah. the study's shown it works. They even putting CBDs in dog foods and treats and animal treats. It works. There's two well-known properties in cannabis, marijuana, that everybody know about. CBDs and THC.
So explain the differences to the listeners. What's the difference between the two? Obviously, explained about CBDs. What's
healthy,
THC?
Healthy properties. That's the one that's going, if you got a sore knee or your ankles are swollen, or it's for pain management. Think of it as like a leave or a Tylenol or something.
And THC?
THC, those properties, that is the substance or the stuff that gets you high. Like,
this is the stuff that actually makes your body feel some kind of way.
Yes, it feel a sensation. CBDs don't give you no sensation. You don't feel nothing. It just right. It takes the pain away. THC, you're going to go to sleep or you're going to get something to eat. That's what's going to happen. Or you're going to keep giggling and shit and won't shut up. So it's three things with THC. You're going to be goofy, you're going to be hungry, or you're going to be sleepy. That's it.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Correct answer. Yeah. So Coca-Cola is getting into that realm of the cannabis world, which
they finna make a lot of money.
That's what I was just gonna say. It's like it's time to get some corporate backing behind it. I think we need this corporate backing to break down the rest of the walls. Obviously, it's been done. What is it in 20 states? It's recreational now, I think. Something like that. I think 20 states is recreational and upwards of like 30 where it's for medical purposes. So there's a few walls that still need.
The country up top, they fully.
Yeah, they just did that, huh? It's full recreational everywhere. Yeah, Canada knows what's up. So yeah, I mean, the corporate backing is going to be big for the cannabis industry, right? Like you and I watched a video about this company, Gas House, based out of California, that started in Georgia as an old school weed dealer and a business guy who saw they weren't looking at it from dealing drugs. They looked at it from, this is a legitimate business and a lot of money is to be made in this industry. Well, and brought their facilities out west to California and developed a company called Gas House, which is, they're one of like only six or seven growers in the state of California.
One of the big ones.
They are one of the big ones for sure. But yeah. multi-million dollars coming into their business, and it was just two guys, man. Just so it's good to see Coke being a corporate backer breaking down these walls, because I think that's gonna pave the way for more people getting on board with this. They're gonna see the usability of CBDs and eventually get into the THC side of it too, the drug part of it, and see the benefits of this stuff. So that's gonna be a big break, I think, for the cannabis world.
I'm excited to see how far this can go, because once again, all this is doing is making, just think of farming. You know how many jobs farming makes for people? And we just need fields and fields and fields and fields and fields and more fields of cannabis. Well, and that's just jobs for
that
people.
Gas House was saying they employ up to like 150 people for, you know, trimming plants and snipping this and doing that.
Yes.
I mean, that's 150 jobs. That's 150 people who were unemployed in the state of California that now have jobs.
From let's just call it what it is. Farming.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Farming. Farming that's what built America. That's what built the world. Farming. We got to eat.
Farming. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So CBDs in a liquid formula, because they're getting into the beverage side of it, obviously. That's Coke's forte, of course.
Yes.
Is that going to be similar to then like cough syrups? Would that be like if you got a cough syrup because you were sick? Is that how that would... If you drink CBDs,
yes, because once again, in the cannabis community, in the cannabis world, in the dispensaries, you can go and get red cream soda. Is that what it's called? Red cream soda.
Just cream soda.
Cream soda, but it'll have THC.
So you even know, the beverages that are in the dispensers are CBDs, or they have CBDs and THC derivatives?
They have both.
Okay.
Because remember, you know, this is for medicinal purposes. So yeah, right. Some people come in and they have a backache. Some people don't like to smoke. They don't like to. They don't want to. They don't want to smoke. So they want to get their medicine another way. What's the best way? Pop a pill or take some syrup. So they're sipping. You can get CBDs in coffee. You can get CBDs in soda pop. You can get lemonade with THC. So everything's regulated. You know, they put the dosage on what you should and shouldn't have. So it'll be just like alcohol and medicine, you know.
I wonder if that's going to change. Obviously, it still has to be distributed to dispensaries, but I wonder if that could eventually change the way it can be viewed and be seen as a beverage that is sold, let's say, over the counter, like at a Walgreens
Let me put it like this. Why do you think Coca-Cola jumped into it? Look what they did with vitamin water. So just imagine vitamin water as a boosted up vitamin water. Like this water really helps you. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Vitamin water took off. Gatorade, stuff like that. But now this is stuff that really, really, really can help and heal.
Yeah. And it's already been proven. I mean, we're not even seeing the peak of what the cannabis world is capable of yet. I think once you get all 50 states on board, which we're still a little ways away from that, but once you see all 50 states on board, then we're really going to see what the peak of
money, man, money,
the cannabis
money.
World is. Yeah.
Money.
So there's a lot of room out there. I know here, like in Oregon, there's unlimited licenses. So if you have a concept, you have the investment to get into the dispensary business, the cannabis industry in Oregon, they let anybody and everybody do it. Same with Washington.
Let me tell you something.
I think California, they're limited.
When I was out there in Oregon, it blew my mind. The price.
Mm-hmm.
The price is what got me. So that let me know that it's on and cracking up there, because out down here, the prices is a little different. It's double.
Yeah. And so, again, it's only medical. You have to have your card. So not only that, they're getting the money from you for the cost of the product. But then on top of that, you have to pay $300 every year.
And it's taxed.
To renew your license, yeah. So, I mean, Arizona's definitely getting their money right now until they figure out that recreational is going to be the way to go. And even in some of these states, Washington, Oregon, Colorado, they're starting to see the use of that money. They're starting to see roads finally being repaired. They're starting to see schools be repaired. I mean, that's the whole
Vegas. That's why they're recreational, because now I like two or three, a percentage is going to schools.
Yeah. And that was the big fight against it for such a long time. Mm-hmm. His parents were like, oh, I don't want my kids' education to be funded by drug money and all this. You're such an idiot. You're so stupid. This is going to improve your child's education. This is going to give them a better school to be in, a cleaner plumbing, cleaner water, better books, better education, better desks, better pay for teachers, like just so much opportunity.
Sports programs, music programs, all that shit gone.
Yeah, this could help bring all of that back to schools, and people are still like, no, we don't want it. It's drug money. So stupid. So places like I was saying, like here and stuff, we're starting to see the benefit of that taxed income. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So cannabis is an interesting world, man. Interesting world.
Remember back in the day, it was all about Amsterdam. Amsterdam. We could never reach Amsterdam.
Yeah.
No. America got Amsterdam now. We good. We straight. Y'all go ahead and, we good. We need this. Did you see China putting taros and shit on us right now? Terrorists or whatever the fuck they call that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we need this. This is put it in the soil. Get some people to watch it and grow it and pay these people, and let's move on with America, man. Shit. Come on.
It's time. It's time to get on board with it.
That's what Obama said. I don't know what the other dude said.
It's time to get on board with it. You gotta really grasp the concept of what cannabis can do for, and we've all seen it firsthand now. Like you see the abilities that it has to help people with cancer, mm-hmm. the abilities that it has to help people with chronic back pain, fibromyalgia, autism,
everything, seizures.
Yeah. I mean, it's been proven. Man,
it's across the gamut. Yeah. Bro, I don't take, okay, dude, I'm telling you, it helps glaucoma, it helps dementia patients. It helps, man.
Well, share your story straight up. I mean, a lot of people, look, let's be real. Real talk. I mean, we enjoy it for the recreational side of it. But on the other side of it too, you actually use it for medical purposes, right?
Yes, I do.
I mean,
yes.
it literally has effects for individuals that have glaucoma and very high pressure in their eyes. And yes. it's been proven. And proven. Slim here proven. is case in point. He, you know, you're either going to spend hundreds of dollars a month on special eye drops, or you spend $100 a month, get yourself a little bit of weed, smoke it from time to time, and it brings your pressure down and you're fine.
So, and every single time I go see my eye doctors or my specialist, I'm always going in there with a 7 or an 8. The normal pressure in the eye is 14, 12. So it worked.
Your shit is real low. Your shit is low.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm usually hovering around 8, 7. You know what I'm saying? That's great, bro. You know what my pressure used to be?
48, I used to be up in the 20s 61. And 30s.
No, 48, 61. I was going to explode, bro.
Oh, your shit was real high, yeah.
It was about to blow. Yeah.
And then he
And then me. The eye drops. You know what I'm saying? Didn't see the eye drops.
They're expensive.
It's hard. It's hard to be blind and drop some drops in your eye.
Yeah, you definitely have to figure out a routine.
Three drops, them drops.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then, too, like, as you go more and more blind, I guess you could say, like, your eyes kind of start to deteriorate some.
They get smaller, they shrink.
Yeah, they shrink. So
when your eyes die, they shrink.
And yeah. You kind of lose sensation in them. So, yeah, trying to, like, pull your eye open and then... In the beginning, when I was having to take eye drops, you could kind of feel the drop go in. One, okay, drop. Right. There's two drops. Okay, as you go on and your eyes shrink, you kind of lose sensation. It's difficult to feel those drops. And so, did I just put 20 drops in there? I don't know. Like, did I just over-medicate myself?
I was just about to say, it'd be times. I just fuck around and squeeze the shit.
just look like...
That was like 3 weeks worth right there. Yeah. I didn't...
You're going back to the doctor 10 days later. I need a refill. This was a 60-day bottle. What do you mean?
Man, hey, my aim is off. So then they gave me that little thing where you stick on your eye, the little cup thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that, see, I don't like that because that's not sanitary. Like, that don't, you know, you got to keep cleaning that like that, putting that on your eyeball. Like, nah. I'm cool.
You have a lot of weird quirks. You're very,
What?
The word's not skeptical. What's the shit? I'm so bad about words.
That's the shit.
You're just on edge about every little thing. Like, the cups, you and the internet, you like...
Pets and shit.
Pets, yeah. We were talking about something else the other day, and I was like, "You're a scary motherfucker. Like, you just don't trust nothing.
You gotta be aware. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real shit.
I'll give you that.
You know. And don't put yourself in silly positions. Us as blind people, let's be honest. We safe until we walk out the door.
For sure.
Once we get outside the door, now we in the world's mercy. We at the world's mercy like this. We can just walk down the street in a big ass tree limb, just gouge our eyes out. You know what I'm saying?
So I mean, yes, but I mean that's a bit dramatic. It's a bit over the top.
All right, so you can just walk down the street and clip over the sidewalk because it was lifted up a little bit, fall into the street and get hit by a car.
The likelihood.
That's what I want to know.
The likelihood of that happening is so slim to none, though. Like, yes, I've tripped over the curb where it's cracked and it, you know, it's raised up an inch or two. And, you know, luckily for me, I mean, I go forward. I've never fallen straight to the ground. I do that tumble, you know, like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. I mean, to trip and say you're going to fall out into the street, that's a bit much. Now, I mean, I'm sure there's individuals that have problems with their feet, and they have neuropathy and can't feel their feet as well. So yeah, they might fall a little bit more, but I don't know. That's just a bit much. And the tree branch things, like, yeah, I've been hit in the face with a tree branch, but okay, that's gonna gouge my eyes out.
I'm just saying the possibilities are there.
The possibilities are there, but the possibilities of a big ass tree branch like that, it's just usually them little ones you used to get whipped with, like a switch type tree branch. Like,
never know. I'm telling you, just see, you are the one who will be like, fuck it, let's go to the baseball game. And you know, them stadium stairs y'all up at the top, and you too cool because you don't want to hold on to the rail. You just miss that one step and clunk, 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 clunk. Now you're down on the third level. Like, I mean, you know, I don't.
When we went to the game last week, they had three stairs that had a rail at the very, very top. And then there was no rail the rest of the way down. But they had big-ass stairs. The stairs were like 2.5 feet wide, which is even worse sometimes. I hate them wide-ass. I got to take two steps on each stair before I could.
Those movie steps. The movie theater. See, I hate the shit out the movie theater steps. Yeah. See, they be trying to trick you. It'll be one little one. Then it's a big ass one. Then it's a little bitty drop off. That little bitty drop off, I spent like $40 worth of my goods.
Yeah, that's exactly how they are too. It's one normal step, one long one. So you're stepping normal, and you do that. that high step when it's not time to high step, and it.
It's a wrap. You gonna lose your goods. I done lost my goods, man. Nachos, popcorn.
Yeah. But see, okay, time out. You're that fucking asshole. You go. It's a 90-minute movie. You're getting hot dogs and nachos and popcorn. You're clearing out the goddamn concession stands just for going to watch Jumanji. Like, why you gotta be that asshole?
Go to the movies and don't walk in the thing and you ain't got nothing. They go, oh, this motherfucker broke in the movie. Damn, he ain't got a small. At least get a small popcorn. You can't be in there with your girl and you don't got nothing.
Well, I mean, I get popcorn. I fucks with that movie theater popcorn. That's good shit. Popcorn and a soda is all I go. But people that come in there with nachos and hot dogs, and we got you can get a mini personal pizza, and it's like, that's too much.
Drink. In the theaters now. I fuck around going there with a beer and some wine.
Yeah.
Give me some chips, nachos, a hot dog, a Slurpee, and then maybe
some goobers or something. Some gummy worms.
Some sour straws. Because the movie long.
It's like 90 minutes.
You got to be able to. If you ain't got no movie snacks, you ain't doing nothing. I'm telling you right now. Anybody finna take their girl on a date this weekend, if you don't get her no snacks, don't go to the movies yet.
I hate being at the movie theater and hearing someone crunch another chips while they're eating their damn nacho, though. That's the shit.
I'm that asshole.
I'm like, this motherfucker here got a goddamn nacho. So for the next 20 minutes, I gotta hear.
Jesus. I want two cheeses with the jalapenos on the side. And and then when I get my popcorn, I want my popcorn layered with the butter.
With the butter. Yeah. I feel you on that one, for real. My lady's daughter, she gets the kettle corn with extra butter on it. And she says that shit is good. So it's like sweet and buttery.
I ain't never had that.
Yeah, that's what she says. Because you can get like kettle corn at most theaters now. I'm not a big kettle corn. I don't like the sweet shit. I like, give me my shit buttery and salty. But yeah, that's interesting.
You know, another thing I
do. That's $150 right there. Like, two at a movie theater.
Every so often.
That shit is so expensive. Like, you drive $60, $70 just on the tickets. And for you guys are a family of five.
So what we do is, what we do is we get like 3 family boxes, and then everybody just pass that shit over here.
Hey,
who got the nachos? Give me that here. So we get a nachos, we get a popcorn, and we get snacks and shit. So here, hand me that box. Who got the nachos? You know what I'm saying?
And Slim always sits in the middle. That way, everything's got to go past him every time.
Onto the drink. I put the drink in my cup, and because we got the plastic cups that you take in.
The big jug, yeah, the big ones. Yeah, and they got shit too. You can pay like $10, $15 when you go one time for like a big ass like plastic bucket for popcorn, mm-hmm. and then it's just like $2 mm-hmm. to refill it when you bring it back in.
So. And see, that's another thing with that. That's what I'm saying. We do our popcorn. Basically, we usually do 3 boxes. We got the popcorn, the nachos, and then
candy and shit.
And pretzels and whatever else in the other one. And like I say, we just pass them back and forth. Like,
you guys do like popcorn. Dinner in a movie? Do you go out and get a bite to eat before or after?
If it's me and my lady and we trying to be just us, then we will. But with the kids, y'all better.
Fill up here. This is why we get everything. This is dinner and a movie.
You better shit. Pick one. You want to eat or you want to watch the movie?
Yeah.
So we can sit at home for free and pull up Jumanji.
That's my other thing is like, I only go to the movie theater if it's a movie that I really, really want to see.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I can go on, pull up iTunes on the Apple TV these days on all these smart TVs. Mm-hmm. And for us, no big surprise here. We've mentioned numerous times we're both blind. Well, on iTunes, they got the audio describe tab. Right. I'll go in there and they got new shit. Stuff that's been out in the last, 2 months.
Homie,
I'd rather pay the $6 and rent it there and stay in the comfort of my own home.
I feel so fucking good just this last past weekend. Remember? I sat up on my couch. I had a 12-pack. I had me some tater chips. I had some nachos and salsa. And I turned on Black Panther and watched it all by my lonely with the describe. And I loved that shit. I ended up watching it like twice. Like, okay. So, in the movies, you got your lady describing. Okay, there's a guy with a spear.
You don't get the audio described at the movie theater?
Every time I see, here's my little hustle real quick. So, hey, Harkins... Look, close your ears. So I go ask for that, and they always end up giving me the
closed caption.
The narrated one. I'm like, no. So at the end of the movie, I just wait till the end of the movie. Barney be like, let me go take it. No. The end of the movie, I'm gonna go take it back, and I'm gonna say, this is the wrong. This wasn't. I didn't hear. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We'll give you 2 free. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quick little side hustle. Harkins, I love you. I'm just playing though. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. That works.
I mean, so basically I get 2 movies.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I could see that working. Yeah.
Quick little side hustle,
I usually say right out the gate, Yeah. Okay, I got it. That's a good one. I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna try that out here next time.
Let's see what you do is wait it out. Don't, because I know the movie's gonna be good, but just know you're gonna see it again. So just wait.
Yeah.
When you take it back, just be like, this wasn't the right.
You just kind of play it off when they're like, well, I didn't want to miss the movie. Didn't you bring it back sooner? Well, the movie had already started. Like,
yep.
Somebody would have had to walk me out here. It was going to be difficult. I just didn't.
And this is what they hit you with. Well, what can we, I got 4 tickets here. Okay, I guess.
But I got a family of 5,
Well, here's a, sir. Is it free? Do you want the tickets or not?
Let me get 2 tickets and some food vouchers.
Don't be an asshole, okay? Don't be an asshole. Take the 2 tickets. But yeah, real quick, for all my blind community out there, I'm just saying, if you ever need it, just pull it out. That's a card we got. It's tucked in our wallet. Just, whenever you need that, pull it out. It's okay.
Yeah, we can use it.
Pull it out every now and then.